The Oracle, is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome once again to another exciting moment on radio, on whatever platform, whether on YouTube, whether on Facebook, whatever platform, whether on Instagram, you are getting to watch or listen. I want to say you are welcome to this presentation. Is such an explosive one, maybe far more explosive than the ones we've done earlier. Right, and the reason is not far-fetched. We will take time, as usual, to analyze latest events at the market arena. Between the 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month, we are going to be converging in a place in Agege. It is our church, and we are going to be converging at a program that I have titled Youth in Leadership and Exploits. We are going on a short break. When we return, we'll be continuing with our market analysis. Don't change this channel.
Chapel of Impactation presents Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant in the New Age. We will be having four keynote speakers: Adedeji Ajadi, Finance and Management Consultant. Topic: How to Develop a Professional You. Olumide Adeleye, a Nigerian Social Entrepreneur. Topic: Guides to Acquiring Competitive Skills. Adeolu Akiemi, Business Leader, Serial Entrepreneur. Topic: Becoming an Under 30 CEO. Vincent Arifalo, Medical Doctor. Topic: How to Discover Purpose Early in Life. Date is Saturday, 25th September 2021. Time 11 a.m. prompt. Venue 95
Ibaja Agege Road
by Shofunde Bus Stop, Agege. For inquiries, contact Wale on 0816-131-8569. Bolaji on 0903-234-2440. Don't miss this lifetime opportunity. Be there.
Welcome back. Make sure that your kids are there. I will be there as the chief host. Access Bank announces 5-year senior unsecured note issuance. Absa, Barclays, JP Morgan, Standard Chartered Bank have been appointed as joint book runners. Chapel Hill Denham, a Nigerian firm, and Rand Merchant Bank, a South African company, as financial advisors. This exercise actually commenced September 11, officially probably today or tomorrow. So, number one, Aruna, briefly, what is unsecured note?
I think a note is just like a means of getting a loan. And when it is unsecured, that means it's not collateralized. You are not holding out the property for in case of default.
All right, Malam, do you have anything to add to
Yes,
that?
Unsecured note is like CP, commercial paper. Right. The only difference is commercial paper is for a short period. Unsecured paper can go up to 5 period. But you must prove your worst before you can do unsecured note. Your so worst. What it means that Access Bank, by this virtue, it is turned above the rest.
Right.
Because you must have confidence of the market for you to allow you to do unsecured note.
Right. So the bank currently holds foreign bond to terminate in October. Right? That is what their book is saying. So what's the implication of such new fundraising, which is going to come in foreign currency?
What we are saying that is just extending that maturity to another 5 years, because by the time they receive this one, they will clear that one and it will not change their cash flow. So most of the time they do this so that at maturity you pay out, and now there is inflow that enable you to take another 5 years. So what it means that they can confidently continue what they are doing.
Aruna, do you think this will have any likely impact on cash dividend payout in the period within which they have to now have to cope with the challenges that might emerge in the process of having to pay up, having to service this 5-year senior unsecured note?
I do not think so, because I believe that there will have been provisions over the time for the to service the loan, and there are also provisions at the end of the tenor. I think what they're actually doing is to make sure that they improve on their working capital. You know, by the time they pay back the loan, they may be deep in their working capital, but they want to inject fund back so that they continue at that, you know, trajectory. I don't think it might likely hamper the cash payout again, and that depends on the quantum of their earnings as per the period under consideration.
All right, Madam, looking at this, do I now go to buy more of Access, because again, foreign investors will be coming, maybe not directly as ordinary shareholders, but they are coming strategically, they are coming by investing in the note issuance of the bank. That means they have confidence in the bank.
Yes.
Should this make me buy more or sell or hold and just be looking?
My advice for Access Bank did not change. For short-term, buy. For medium-term, buy. For long-term, buy.
That settled it. Now we go to another topic. You see, place there are different, there are ways people assess issues that are our level of understandings actually differ. I was talking about a cryptocurrency the other time, and then in the process I made mention of how Nigerians lost money in MMM. Somebody saw it on the social media and said, I have to increase my knowledge without even knowing what we're saying. He didn't hear the previous, he didn't hear the conclusion of it. We don't hear well. I'm going to say this from a sincere mindset. I don't even have the capacity to hate. I'm not pained. I was pained before, but I've overcome it. I'm moving on. And I just need to refer to, because this is a recent event in the market, I will tell you the origin. Sometimes in 2007, when Dr. Ambrose Akinyi approached me, he was already doing what was termed as private placement for his company, a small company then operating somewhere in Tejo Shoya about 2007. And it was not that successful in the private placement then. And I don't know how he got to know about me. He came and I gave him all the support. He even came to where we do hold our workshop then and made a promise that if he was able to raise a certain amount, he was going to give us a board seat. And subsequently, I did radio presentations for him for free. Between man and God, I never tagged him a penny. I did newspaper analysis and write-up for him. I never collected a penny. I did personal investment in it, 2007. The stock, at what price? ₦1.85 Kobo. The stock eventually got listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange in 2008 at a price of ₦3 or thereabout. I say life and time of Union Diagnostics on the NGX recently. It was actually delisted. It could be painful. Right, it's like seeing a baby that was giving birth in your hand, not your baby per se, but a baby that was giving birth in your care in your hand. Now you are seeing the baby living life. Any company, as far as I'm concerned, that exits from the floor of the Nigerian exchange group or stock exchange, as the case may be, is dead. As far as a biomobility is concerned, I might be wrong, true or false, Mala. Even if it is 11, I will talk about that.
The truth of the matter that there is some, they exit and they do well. Everybody know about the Newrest. Newrest, that is ASL. ASL delisted from Nigerian Stock Exchange at ₦7. Today is trading, it paid more than ₹11 in 2020.
And it still retained their share.
So they are PLC, they are mobile, which changed to 11. They delisted from Nigerian Stock Exchange at 100 plus.
Are they
trading 200? Yes. They are trading.
This one, is this one going to go to NSD?
No, this one is completely delisted and converted into private.
That is
and
what
this
I'm saying.
Is where we have an issue.
All right? They have an issue.
We have an issue.
All right. I will come to that. I will come to that.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about this. The bulk of the company, that is the life and time of Union Diagnostics on the NGS, before they got delisted. The bulk of the company's equity was held by the Akinyis, that is Dr. Akinyi and his wife, before the exit. They struggled to pay dividend a few times since listed. I know that, I remember I got dividend, was it 8 Kobo or so? That twice, I think they paid smaller dividend subsequently, I cannot remember. They sold private placement at ₦1.85 Kobo, as I said, in 2007. They listed at ₦3 in 2008. They generated losses for many years consistently. Price had remained under since 2008 before they eventually got delisted. I can tell you from what I can see here, the price was around 85 Kobo on the NG, 28 Kobo on the NGS. Malam, I now put it to you. Why do you think this is a normal exit?
This is not a normal exit. And honestly speaking, when a PLC company choose to be private company, I always have my doubt. My doubt is this. If you want to be private, please reward the shareholder very well. We remember Nigerian Bottling Company. It was PLC. When they choose to be private, they wanted to pay about ₦43. Shareholders, they say no. NBC decided to pay them about ₦48, which is okay. Everybody was happy. because MPC came to the market at less than 2 naira per 50 kobo ordinary share. So they rewarded the shareholders. When it came to the Dangote Flour, it was PLC. This stock came to the market even at 15 naira. But when they decided to delist it and to become a private, they paid the shareholder 24 naira. Everybody is delighted. So when you reward the shareholder, there is no issue. You came to the market at 1 naira 85 kobo. Now you pay the shareholder at a P naught.
35 kobo.
35 kobo, you now personalize it. My advice to the regulators, most of these companies, before coming to the market, they have their prospectus. In the prospectus, they stated what they intend to do with the money. The regulators should follow it up to see if, having collected the money, they do what was the needful. If they have done it and they were unfortunate, fine and good, that is business. If they diverted the money or something, that is a criminal, and the regulator should take them up, hand over them to EFCC before even coming to delisting. Because you cannot collect the people money with the sole purpose of doing A, B, C, D, and now you do the otherwise, divert the money, unlock the money, and now you come back and say you delisted.
No. Please, it is not as if we're accusing Dr. Ambrose Akinyi of any fraudulent activities. We are not saying that. Everybody is just not happy that you came, collected money, 1.85 kobo, you paid us peanut as dividend. All the dividend, I doubt, if it was up to 20 kobo, and then we never got anything. We were reporting losses. I knew when he went to India to do further study on fertility medicine, he came back, he began to expand. I know all those, all right? And then only few were able to bail out at a good price. The majority of us were waiting for the time things would be better for the company, instead of us to get the reward of our waiting. What we saw was delisting. We are not saying. And the process of delisting, he maintained, that was the court-ordered EGM, and then the EGM was held, and then you can be rest assured some set of shareholders will gather there, and then they will approve whatever they want to approve. He actually went through the process. Aruna, let me put the question to you. This process, shouldn't the process of delisting, shouldn't it be looked into and made more stringent?
You know, one of the things I actually say about this thing is the laws and has, once people find the clauses in the law, especially as permissible order, comma, they write on it that I don't think that the process will have a fault. I don't believe so, because that is
Madam,
what is
standard. Don't you see an error in the process, the entire process?
I don't see the error in the process, but I see our attitude as the shareholders. If the shareholders now gang together and write to the exchange that, look, this guy come and collected our money at the private place at 1.85. Now he went to pay us 35 kobo, we say no, the exchange would stop it.
And that is why...
And most of the shareholders, they didn't do the needful.
We are going to go now, but I need to say this. I incorporated... Association of Avid Shareholders. I just decided not to do something about it. Very soon, we are going to begin to converge. These are the kind of cases we should fight. Stock Exchange can't fight for us. That's the gospel truth. Securities and Exchange Commission cannot fight for us. We will need to fight for ourselves. This one has gone. But there are others. There are other people, other individuals like Dr. Akinyi in this market. We need to take the bull by the horns and act. Very shortly, maybe in the next couple of weeks, we'll begin to hear about Avid Shareholders Association, or Association of Avid Shareholders. All right? I want to say a very big thank you. By the special grace of God, we shall be with you again next time, by the grace of God. Until then, I remain just sincerely wealth creation and accumulation and preservation abide of me of Babylon. God bless you. Enjoy your week.